Many of us love road trips. Probably nothing we've experienced compares to what Jeff and Alexis Popick recently did. They ran the Cannonball Run, making the journey from New York City to Redondo Beach, California in under 36 hours. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The legendary Coast to Coast Cannonball Run began in 1971. People still make the race today. It's not an organized event, but rather people document the route from New York City to Redondo Beach, California. Jeff and Alexis Popick made the run earlier this year, the first father-daughter duo, to their knowledge, to complete the race. Jeff altered his diet in preparation for the trek.
Like, I stopped eating for 3 days before we ran the Cannonball, and I was drinking, but not that much. I didn't want to have to be running to the bathroom. So all of that has to get factored in.
That doesn't mean they didn't pack plenty of food, though.
We had drinks, food, everything. It was ridiculous. We were going to lay down in that backseat to take a nap if we wanted to. We would not have any room back there. It was full to the ceiling. It was insane.
They only ate about 5% of what they brought for the journey. That took them 35 hours and 2 minutes, better than Brock Yates' original time back in 1971. Jeff's wife and Alexis' mom flew from New York to Redondo Beach, where she had a special welcome for them at the finish line at the Portofino Inn.
She had like a ribbon that was like
the banner.
The banner is that it was just so cute.
Checkered flag.
Checkered flag.
Yeah.
It was just so fun. I just could not wait to get some food. And I could not wait to just sleep. I felt so accomplished. It felt so amazing.
They say when they do the next trip, they will take an auxiliary fuel tank to cut out a few stops. Their new goal is to make it in under 32 hours.
You know, if we tell you when, we'd have to kill you. So, yeah.
I can't.
It sort of gets into your, I can't imagine not doing it again.
No doubt this duo will be crossing the finish line here on a future trip that the rest of us will learn of after the fact. Driving the countryside in Redondo Beach, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.